وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to human beings and humanity. And in the couple of previous episodes, we decided to cover a very good book in this topic, which is A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a book compiled from the lectures and sermons of His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, from the very early ages, stages of his life, when he used to give lectures in a mosque in Mashhad, and before the revolution, and continuing to include also the years in the revolution, in which he talks about the life and biographies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the pure progeny of the Prophet, and analyze their lives in a context of being like one person. The whole thought guiding this book and these sermons is that we should consider these great leaders of Islam as one person, having different actions and reactions depending on different contexts. So we talked about the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, and how he started building a community in Mecca, and how this community was characterized with different features and different elements. And now we should talk a little bit about the migration of the Prophet. This community came to be visible only after the migration. I mean, in Mecca you have a community of Muslim, but because of the severe persecution being affected, I mean, by the Meccan pagans against the Muslims, so this community is not very visible. Then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrates to Medina, we see that this community shows itself in a form of a full society. Now, we talked about some of the elements, like the, for example, unity, the respect for work, education, respect for knowledge. And now, another thing that was important in the community that the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam started in Mecca is the akhlaq, or manners, that are reflected in the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mainly, this can be said to be one of the most noticeable things in the life of the Prophet, or the most noticeable things, that he had a very, very attractive akhlaq and manner. And he was extremely popular with his people, with the members of his community, and even by people from other communities. One thing that they could recognize in the first sight in the Prophet was his akhlaq, his good character, his manners, the way that he would treat people and encounter people with discipline and with proper etiquette. And with that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set some standards for the people who wanted to be a member of the community. He set it by example, that if you want to have a prosperous community, if you want to win the hearts and not just the geographic territories, if you want to win the hearts, you have to have proper akhlaq and character. And he did it, and he showed it to everyone that he could do this, winning the hearts of people. He started barehand as an orphan in Mecca, and then he ended up ruling over the hearts and minds of billions of people throughout history. Now, this is our first segment. We're going to have a break and come back to continue our discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about how the character of the leader of a community affects the members of that community. And one of the things that, and that was the character of the Prophet, the akhlaq, or the manners. One of the things that, or one of the occasions that we see this character, or one of the features of this character, is the humility and humbleness of the Prophet. So we know that upon his arrival in Medina, many people would invite him to be their guest, like for many reasons. Some of them might be some people who were opportunists. They wanted to take benefit from this occasion. They might have had some plan in mind because they could see that this person for sure is going to have a future in the region. So they wanted to create a room for themselves. Or some of them might be sincerely willing to host the Prophet. And what the Prophet did was that he said, okay, I'm on this camel, and this camel, whenever this camel stops walking, I will be the guest of the house of the nearest house. So many people, including some people from the remote relatives of the Prophet, from the maternal uncles, Bani Najjar. So they also wanted to get close to the Prophet. But one reason that the Prophet had was to show them that tribal affiliation, like financial status or social tribal hierarchy, is not important. You know, he showed this by example. And this camel went to a very poor neighborhood in Medina at that time. And he stopped close to the house of Abi Ayyub al-Ansari, one of the poorest or the poorest person in Medina at that time. And the Prophet wanted to show everyone that he is not owing anyone anything. This is very important. This happens. People who are not necessarily in power, for example, a person is active in media, in academia, in other cultural sector of the society, they might owe certain things to wealthy people. You know, this happens about politicians a lot, that they run their campaign and they have donations received from the other people, and they owe them. Okay, when they get to office, they have to do certain things to give back what they have received as investment by those donations from those people. So the Prophet did not want to be under the influence of anyone. And he was free, and he showed everyone that he does not have any affiliation. Tribal affiliation, financial affiliation, he does not owe his position to anyone. And that was the case. The way that he became the leader in Medina was through a natural process. Everybody accepted him as a leader, and he was a leader by default when he arrived in Medina. And it was not that some person from some tribes appointed him as the leader or because of his affiliation to this powerful person, this wealthy person. No, no. He became leader naturally by his character, and the way he entered Medina was so that everyone in the city regarded him as now the leader of the society living in Medina. So there's a lot to talk about, the way that he had a Medina charter and the way he created a unity among the people in Medina. Inshallah, we follow the discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next